Meseches Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, until Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days of Sukkahs. Adam Oiseh Sukkosei Kva, a person should make his Sukkah fixed. That should be his main place of living. Uvesei Arai, whereas his regular house should be temporary. He should go into there as little as possible. He should spend as much time as possible inside of the Sukkah, even at times where it's not an absolute obligation to be in the Sukkah. For example, if you're just having a snack, or if you're not eating anything at all, your regular activities should be done in the sukkah. The Gemara explains that this is also coming to tell us that if somebody has lots of nice dishes, let's say, then you should bring them to the sukkah. If he has nice couches as well, he should bring those to the sukkah in order to show that that is the main place where he is living at the moment. However, at the end of the day, the obligation is teish v'gein toduru. You should live in the sukkah in the same way as you would live in the house during the rest of the year. And because of that, if yodu gashomim, if rain came down and you started getting wet, so just like during the rest of the year, if you were inside your house, and rain started coming through into the house, and you knew that you had another place to go, where there would not be rain inside, so during the rest of the year, you would definitely go there. But if there were just a few drops in your house, then you wouldn't go away. So the Mishnah asks, yodu gashomim, if rain starts coming down, from when may one clear out the utensils from his sukkah, and go out from his sukkah and start eating in the house instead of the sukkah? Answers the Mishnah, Mishnah Tisrach HaMikpah, from once the mikpah, which is some sort of porridge, or a very thick soup, once that gets ruined because of the rain, so that means you can go back into the house, just like you would do during the rest of the year, you would move to somewhere else if you had another place, if it began raining in the current place where you are. However, if you are forced to leave the sukkah, moshlu moshal, they said a parable, ma'adar doimeh, to what is this matter comparable? Le'eved shebolim zekos l'rabbi, to a slave who came to dilute wine for his master, and to serve him a glass of wine. And in those days the wine was very strong, so they would dilute it with water. So he brings that water to his master, v'shavach le'kisen alponov, and the master takes it, and he pours the jug on the face of the slave. He chucks it right back at him. So on Sukkot, after Hashem tells us to go outside of our houses, into huts outside, and then once Hashem tells us to do that, he makes it rain. So it's like him telling us that he doesn't want us to serve him the water. He doesn't want us to sit in the sukkah. It's a sign of rejection on some level. That's why it's a very bad sign if it does rain on Sukkot, because it's as if Hashem is telling us that he doesn't really desire our service of sitting in the sukkah.